Welcome to this BIOS podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of BIOS magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring BIOS podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide.
For news at Cisco, I'm Peter Chaplin. When Hurricane Katrina blew through the Gulf Coast, communities lost everything, from infrastructure to their ability to deliver services, especially, for instance, education. Just as there are blueprints for rebuilding cities, there are blueprints for reconstructing and improving schools. One that caught our interest is called the 21st Century Schools Initiative. It recently received a $40 million commitment from Cisco. And in today's News at Cisco podcast, we'll ask why Cisco is engaged in the rebuilding after Katrina and speak with the woman who's at the heart of that project. Tae Yu is Cisco's Vice President of Corporate Affairs, a responsibility that has literally taken her around the world and around the United States, from the Middle East to Mississippi. Welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
Explain the reasoning for us. Explain the reasoning behind Cisco's commitment to the 21st Century Schools Initiative.
Education is something that is integral to Cisco's culture. One of the things that we realized very early on is that there are a handful of key enablers to success in life, and the one that is the most important is education. It enables people, regardless of what their economic situation has been, what their backgrounds are, or where they live, to be able to learn, acquire skills, and enable them to go out and be able to contribute to their community, find good jobs, and then be able to further teach their children and others in the community. So we felt that education is a keystone for success. And what made it even more exciting for us at Cisco is that when you integrate that with the power of the internet and all the new advanced technologies available, that you actually have the opportunity to really impact not just a single community that you are physically close to, but global communities all over the world.
In the days after Katrina, why did you and Cisco feel that this was a region that was absolutely so ripe for this project?
Well, when we worked with our Network Academy programs, we were able to have this be successful in about 160 countries around the world. And a good percentage of them were in least developed countries. And when you look at some of the challenges that we're facing Mississippi, we felt that if we can make an educational program successful on the other side of the world, that certainly with all the assets and the intellectual capital and the passion of our employees and our technology, that we absolutely should make our best effort to have an impact here in the U.S.
When Katrina roared through the South, I mean, it literally destroyed history, infrastructure, culture. It disrupted entire communities, their abilities to certainly compete in the future. The recovery process will be a very long one. John Chambers has previously spoken about Cisco's corporate worldwide philanthropic identity, and there's a quote that I want you to explain for us. Quote, "Those who benefited most from the industrial economy of the 20th century help ensure the rest of the world participates fully in the 21st century's information economy," unquote. It's an interesting quote. Can you explain it for us and also explain how it so completely fits into the 21st Century Schools Initiative?
So if you look at the industrial economy, you realize that those who are able to participate in that were those countries or communities that had certain resources, natural physical resources. What's different about the 21st century and the knowledge economy is that everybody has the same resources. The value and their ability to actualize on the opportunity is dependent upon their ability to learn, to communicate, to share. So it's changed the entire paradigm when you think about it, the entire paradigm of how economies move.
Why is the concept of partnership so important?
Partnership is so important because no
individual organization can really have the significant impact that we could have if we all work together. So, for instance, we have we each have our own specialties or core competences. For the teachers, it's the knowledge and information of the curriculum. For administrators, it is how they manage the process of running a school system, managing the testing, assessing student success. And for corporations, it's our ability to bring to bear our technology and our ability to increase productivity and create efficiencies in the process. So working together, we can actually have significant impact. But again, it's all of us bringing our core competences to the table.
The 21st Century Schools Initiative utilizes fellows. Who are these people? And why did you opt to design the program with fellows?
So the Cisco Fellows actually highlight the absolute best about Cisco, and that's our employees. We have a fellowship program at Cisco that we designed as part of our leadership program. So as you work on job rotations in terms of having different types of jobs and gaining a vast array of experience, we encourage employees to attend some of the leadership training programs, again, to round out their skill sets and help them further their careers. And one aspect of that is the fellowship program, which is taking high-level, high-potential employees and enabling them to go out and work in the community on a specific project that is directly related to their area of expertise. In the Mississippi Education Initiative, or MEI as we call it here, it was clear to us that there's a vast array of skill sets that we needed. So clearly someone who had technology experience who could go and assess the physical condition of a school, then marry that with the goals of what that particular school would like to achieve in terms of curriculum, teacher training, the physical security aspects of keeping students safe in that environment. Then we also needed to get someone with, for instance, communications experience. So Kristen Maines, who actually was part of the executive communications team, decided she was going to move and live in Mississippi for a while and really focus on communicating what we were doing, documenting what was happening. Because as you know, the hardest thing to do is you have a great success, but it was keeping up the documentation so you can create a framework that could be replicated. So these are the types of people who are there. And why I say they represent the best of Cisco is these aren't people who just come and do their jobs and go home. They really think about their community. They care about what's happening in the world, and they want to do their part. And so they all basically volunteered and said, if it's possible, can I be a part of the Mississippi Education Initiative? And that's basically how it got started.
Why is it so much better, in your opinion? Why is it more impactful to have fellows go in than just writing a check?
Certainly writing a check is important. There's no question that schools are underfunded, and to provide every student with the ability to be successful in school and ultimately in life, that takes a lot of money. And Cisco has certainly done that with the $40 million commitment for the whole 21st Century School program. But we want to do more than just write a check. We really believe in our technology. We believe in the passion of our employees. And this is a company that gets involved. I mean, we don't do anything halfway. And I think if you were to bring that up to any group of employees, you'd realize when we make a commitment, we see it through, we throw everything we have at it so that we can get great results from that.
Tayu, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Tayu is Vice President for Corporate Affairs at Cisco Systems. Her worldwide and domestic responsibilities include the 21st Century Schools and Mississippi Education Initiative. Thank you for joining us at today's News at Cisco podcast, a continuing series of programs with key managers and newsmakers. If you would like more information about this and other podcasts, please go to newsroom.cisco.com. I'm Peter Chaplin for News at Cisco.
I'd also like to thank Ipswich again for sponsoring this BARS podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit Ipswich.com, that's IPSWITCH.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to BIOS's website at www.biosmagazine.com. BIOS.co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.